Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi, and we're here after a 34-16 Patriots win in the divisional round over the Houston Texans. Bob, it wasn't easy, but someone who did have a career day, Deion Lewis, 3 touchdowns. He really put the offense on his shoulders.
Yeah, Deion Lewis kind of embodied the performance for the Patriots. He had the 3 touchdowns and, in fact, set history for the Pats in the modern NFL, becoming the first player, at least since 1950, to score 3 different ways, by returning a kick for a touchdown, by receiving a pass for a touchdown, and of course, rushing one in as well. But he also had a fumbled kickoff return, and that was one of several uncharacteristic mistakes the Patriots made, especially early in this game, to enable the Texans to have a chance, really well within striking distance, into the third, fourth quarter. Patriots eventually pull away. They get 3 interceptions of their own, but Tom Brady throws 2 interceptions, one through the hands of Michael Floyd. Offense on the field, very little in the opening half of play. And the Houston Texans, to their credit, good defense and an offense that was able to put some points on the board. Unfortunately for them, trading field goals for Patriot touchdowns, not getting enough touchdowns of their own off those Patriot mistakes.
You mentioned mistakes and uncharacteristic things for the Patriots. Penalties were one of those. In fact, Eric Rowe had a penalty that really changed the momentum of the game and allowed the Texans to get within 1 point. How do they fix that?
That's enormous, because that's a 14-3 game at the time. Patriots are ready to blow them out. They get a 3-and-out. Houston's going to face a 4th-and-long and punt the ball back to the Patriots. He gets called for personal foul. Really, it was kind of a retaliation thing where the Houston Texan player came in and piled on top of Devin McCourty after he made a tackle with another Patriot defender. But it's always the retaliation. In the case of the NFL, they're emphasizing when there's a melee of any sorts or extra pushing and shoving, the guys that start to separate other bodies, they get flagged. And unfortunately, Eric Rowe got caught. But it's the kind of mistake you cannot afford, the high stakes of the playoffs, especially next week, considering the quality of opposition, because the Chiefs or Steelers are going to come in with a much better offense, particularly a quarterback, than the Houston Texans possess. And it's just a matter right now of this team sharpening its focus. Talked about ball security on the kickoff return, the turnovers by way of interceptions. Patriots have got to be a lot better next week for sure.
You mentioned the Chiefs or the Steelers will be here in Foxborough for the AFC Championship. What are you looking for in tomorrow night's game?
Well, the one nice thing, I think, for the Patriots, and I'm not sure how much of an advantage it will be with the game being moved back, unfortunately for the folks in Kansas City, is that it means a late return, an early morning arrival for the Steelers if they're going to come here after beating Kansas City, or at least for the Chiefs, of course, a shorter week. But you're going to watch that game, obviously, to take a look at what both teams do to attack one another. I think you look at the Steelers, their offense, the high-powered weapons they have, but you know, at the same time, you know, how good are the Chiefs going to be defensively? What will the conditions be like? How's it going to affect the play? I think either way, the Patriots are going to have a stern challenge next week, a tough test up against either the Chiefs or the Steelers, but they'll be ready. You wonder about health of a couple of guys. Chris Hogan had to leave the game with a thigh injury. Martellus Bennett went down. He can come back in with a knee issue later. Certainly the Patriots next week want to get their run game reestablished, perhaps more LeGarrette Blount next week. We'll find out, of course, who the opponent will be, and we'll watch with keen interest tomorrow night.
All right, the Patriots are back to work this week. Bob and I will be back next week to give you all of the updates from the AFC Championship. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Sosi. See you later.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.